We welcome back to our final segment of Motherlode Views with Supervisor John Gray, who represents District 4 in Tuolumne County. Supervisor Gray, next thing I have to ask you about is the hazard tree removal and forest issues, you know, for District 4. What is kind of the latest in that realm?
Okay, so, you know, we've been working with the hazard tree program for quite some time. Countywide, we've taken around 20,000 trees down mostly with grant money that we received from the state. In the South County, probably a third of that 20,000 was done in that area. We've taken down trees along county roads. We've taken trees out of Pine Mountain Lake. But where most of the trees have come from is up along Evergreen Road, Hardin Flat Road, up into the forest area. You know, those particular projects are winding down. We should be finished with that particular projects this year, maybe some in the spring, depending on the winter. The other thing that has really taken off is the master stewardship projects in the 4th District. We have one in the Granite Reforestation. It's about 400 acres. And then we have a Granite Thin, about 2,000 acres. So those projects are in the process right now. And if you go up in that area, you can really see a difference. They've really cleaned up some of the dead trees and the underbrush. And once the forest trees get planted, they'll certainly come back strong. So that's pretty much where we are with the trees.
You know, one thing I would ask you about is the Law and Justice Center project site. We have the juvenile detention facility that's completed, the jail and courthouse under construction. What's your opinion on how things have all played out there?
Well, you know, we'll start with the juvenile detention facility. You know, there's been some controversy about that, about whether it's good, bad, indifferent. What I want to tell people is that if you don't think that it's a good program and it's a good facility, you need to take a tour of it and see what's being done out there. It's a tremendous program. It's been recognized by the state as one of the best. You know, we can't fill it up right now, and maybe that's a good thing. But when we went to secure the money to build it, the way that youths were being treated in the justice system are different than they are now. So we're looking at what we can do there to I don't want to say repurpose, but to make a stronger program to maybe affect a broader age group. As far as the jail, we're about 75% done. We should be opening that up this spring. You know, when I ran for election, the jail was going to cost between $80 and $100 million, and I want to say today we're going to do it for less than $50 million. I mean, that's a tremendous change in where we were going to where we are now. The court is being built by the state. We have very little to do with the construction of that. We did sell them the property to build it, and I think when everything is done, it's going to be a real cohesive unit there. We're going to have some property available for possibly building offices and other commercial type of activity. We don't know exactly where that's going right now, but I'm sure that there's going to be attorneys and people that are going to want to get closer to the courthouse as it is now. And then we'll have to decide what we're going to exactly do with the courthouse. I'm sure short term we can put DA offices in there, move them from where the high school is. That's a possibility. A possibility of using maybe a lower floor as a museum. But we rent a lot of space, the county does, and if we can put them in areas that we own, it's much more cost effective.
Got just a couple more minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Anything else that we didn't mention today that I think would be worth noting for residents?
Well, I think one of the things that has happened in the South County, you know, we have the Yarts Transportation program going there, where we have the buses from Sonora to Yosemite. In the month of August, we had over 5,000 riderships. That's the highest we've had since we've started the program. And the Highway 120 route has more passengers than any other route that Yarts runs into the park. The other thing that has happened up there with TCTC has been able to help Southside seniors to go after a grant to buy handicap accessible van. They have a wheels program, and this is going to help them. The other thing that is in the process is a grant application from a company called Common Grounds to possibly, if they get the grant, they would offer more transportation from Groveland to the Sonora area. So those are pretty important things when you're that far out and you're a senior and you can't drive. You need those type of that type of help, and Southside Seniors does a good job, but they do need some assistance.
Well, Supervisor Gray, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure.
Well, we thank Supervisor John Gray for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. Again, we are in the midst of a 5-part series focusing on the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Last week, it was the board chair, Carl Rotifer, and next week, we'll be joined in studio by District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. We're also archiving the past shows, as always, on mymotherload.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.